This is Susan Vibrock of Telluride Inside and Out. I'm speaking with vocalist Diane Reeves. Diane is a guest at the 34th Annual Telluride Jazz Celebration, August 5th through 8th. Diane, thanks for joining me.
Thank you for having me.
You're welcome. So, is it true your mother played trumpet?
No, that is not true. One time I told people, I did this interview, and I just said, you know, they asked me, was anybody else in my family musically inclined? And I laughed, and I said, well, in high school, my mother played trumpet. And for some reason, that went viral. And everywhere I go, they're like, your mother was a great trumpet player. I didn't know that. And I'm like, no, she wasn't.
You're right. It went viral. That's how I found it.
Yep.
But could you talk about your life growing up in Detroit and how it shaped you as a professional jazz singer?
Actually, I was born in Detroit but raised in Denver, Colorado.
Okay.
So everything happened right here in Colorado. Everything happened right here in Colorado. I had the opportunity to have my uncle and aunts who were all really, really great musicians and, you know, I have a cousin who's a professional musician. So I was surrounded by the music. And then at that time, growing up in the Denver Public Schools, they had pretty good jazz programs, you know, and that was like the dawning of jazz programs.
Okay.
So, you know, it was right there available to me.
Okay. Thank you. You had an early mentor. I hope this is also true. This is true. His name was Clark Terry.
Clark Terry is truly my early mentor. And I met Clark Terry because of one of those Denver Public School, you know, programs. We won a citywide competition, which took us to Chicago for the National Association of Jazz Educators. And Clark has always been a clinician, and he heard me there, and I met him, and that we became friends, and I started working with him when I was in high school.
And how would you sort of sum up his influence?
Well, the thing was, Clark was a stickler for, you know, laying a really good foundation. And so, you know, a lot of times when I would work with him, which would be in the Denver, Colorado, in Colorado, you know, a lot of times when I would work with him, he would have me with an all-star band. And I always say, you know, there could be no more fertile soil than that. And they were right there. I mean, people that were architects of the music. And he was just a stickler for, you know, getting the things right and then breaking the rules after you know what it is that you're doing.
Thank you. You studied music at the University of Colorado, and then you moved to L.A. Was the move to L.A. when your career really got going?
Yeah, because when I moved to Los Angeles, I was in survival mode. So, I mean, I really had to make the music work. So I started doing a lot of session work and, you know, forming bands and sitting in and just kind of making people know that I existed. And one of the biggest reasons I went to Los Angeles was because of, you know, three members of Earth, Wind & Fire, Larry Dunn, Philip Bailey, and Andrew Woolfolk. They were always bringing talent in because Denver's rich with talent. And they were always pulling talent from the city to help them get a chance to get out there and make something.
All right. Thank you. The 1980s apparently was a busy time in your life. You worked with Harry Belafonte, and then you were the first vocalist signed to the reactivated Blue Note EMI label. Can you reminisce about that decade?
Oh, yeah, it was pretty amazing. And prior to working with Harry, I was working with Sergio Mendez. Then I auditioned for Harry Belafonte, and that was amazing because it was really my first world music experience of singing music from different cultures that was more folk-oriented music. And then in the late 80s, I ended up with Blue Note, and I actually went to Blue Note because I'd always heard about the president, Bruce Lundvall, Miles Davis. Everybody would always talk about this guy and how incredible he was, and he had a music background, but at the same time loved artists, loved their voices, and wanted them to, you know, be who they are. And so I went and looked for Bruce Lundvall, and I said, you need me. And he said, oh, okay. I said, you have to hear me. Came to a concert, and I was signed.
Okay, thanks. And then sort of fast forward to the present. At some point you moved back to Denver, and you've been working ever since. You have a new album. So could you talk about sort of the present?
Well, you know, I love being here in Colorado. I was just speaking with a friend about this. You know, it's just beautiful here. And I love the quality of life. I lived in New York. I lived in Los Angeles for many years. And for me, being here right now is like the balance of everything. I go out on the road constantly. People can check my website, DianeRees.com, to see where I am. But I tour a lot. And then I'm here. And then a couple of years ago, I did a record. Actually, I'm currently working on a new project, which is based on it's right now it's strings attached, meaning all kinds of strings, koras and tres and just different indigenous instruments. And so we're working on that project right now.
Great. What do you look forward to most about returning to Telluride and the Jazz Celebration?
Well, it has been many years since I've been up in Telluride, and I was starting to feel bad because I thought, wow, I was up there like in the early 90s, I think it was, and I said, oh, you know, maybe it wasn't good or something because they never asked me to come back. So when they asked me to come back, I was like, oh, you know, finally, you know, I'm really looking forward to it because I remember the time that I was up there before. I had such an amazing time, not just on stage, but with the people and the artists. It kind of reminds me of a lot of the festivals in Europe where a lot of artists are together, and it's probably the only time they see each other. So they get together and do lots of different things. I remember I had a really wonderful time up there with Les McCann. He was playing, and you know, it was just beautiful, and I'm looking forward to it.
Thank you. This has been Susan D. Brock of Telluride Inside and Out, speaking with vocalist Diane Reeves. She's coming back for an encore, somewhat delayed, but coming back for an encore at the 34th Annual Telluride Jazz Celebration. Diane, thanks for taking time out of your day.
Absolutely. Take care.
You too.
Bye. Bye.